I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. Hey there, it's been a minute since I have actually been on my podcast and done a solo episode. So I am definitely excited to be doing today's episode and talking a little bit about how to find the kink in your business and also how to fix it. So we're going to be focusing on today a concept that will hopefully help you understand that there are certain things that you need to be looking at as a CEO on that bird's eye level regularly to understand how to get your business flowing properly and in wonderful pressure and producing the results that you want consistently and recurringly. And as business owners, we really tend to focus on things that are urgent over the things that are important. And the truth is that everything is not going to be of equal importance. For example, you really need to do the work and analyze and track the data to make sure you know which things you are doing or that your team is doing or that your company is doing with all the activities and tasks that it has that are going to create the highest return on the time and energy and effort that are going to give you those income producing results. So what are your income producing activities? And once you know those, you can do better. Once you know better, you do better, right? So once you know that information, it's based off data, you can then do better in going all in on those activities. But you still need to make sure you have a well-oiled machine type of business so that you can make sure that it stays consistent and the results that you're looking to gain are going to be the best they possibly can. So you really need to work on pinpointing and push through the biggest challenges that you have in your business. And as entrepreneurs, we need to figure out where the kink in the hose is, just like a water hose, right? So imagine a water hose. When there is a kink in the water hose, the water pressure on the output starts to slow down even when the water is still pumping strong up until that kink, right? So think of your business like this. You have a specific process flow and a specific operations flow that happens in your business from the time that a lead or a prospect or somebody who is in the market for your services or who needs your services or who has the problem that your services or your business or your products give a solution to, all the way through the time that they are now using that product or service they've already purchased, they've become a client, and what that relationship and that flow looks like from then on out. So we're talking about everything that happens in your business from A to Z. And when you're looking at that, think of it as a water hose. From the time it's connected to the actual water output, the plumbing, whatever you want to call it, all the way through the time that the water starts coming through the hose on the other end so that you can water the garden or the grass or whatever. Let's say we're watering your bank account, right? You need to make sure that that's all flowing well. And there's going to be kinks that are going to happen in that hose. You may have several kinks in your hose. You may have one big kink in your hose and you need to figure out where that is so that you can fix that and continue making sure that the flow is effortless and really well, the pressure's good, that you're able to get the results that you want by being able to water it. So we spend so much time doing activities and hustling that we rarely see where the kink is. And the goal is to do more thinking and working on the processes and operations of our business so that we can really understand what that operations flow is. So you have to work on making sure that the hose is flowing with great pressure from beginning to end so that you can get those consistent results. And one of the biggest things is, as a CEO, as a business owner, as the person who is in the leadership position in the role, you have to take that position serious in the sense of you really need to be spending most of your time designing your business to run itself. And sometimes we tend to get our business to, or our business tends to become all-encompassing. Hence why when your business becomes a burden and you start being almost a slave to it, right? You created the business so that you wouldn't have to be a slave to somebody else. You wouldn't have to be stuck in a 9-to-5 and being told what to do all day and all the things. But when you officially transition into the position of that leadership, then everything is on your shoulders. And that's a very heavy responsibility to carry around. And so when it becomes all-encompassing and you're not really designing your business to run itself and without you, it starts to become a burden. This is exactly why I started this podcast. This is exactly the message in the title of the podcast. And for me, since day one, I had heard this quote, and unfortunately, I don't remember who said it. So unfortunately, I can't reference them, but it wasn't me. One of my biggest models that I've taken is this quote in business, and it's to work to make myself obsolete, meaning that whether I'm there or not, it doesn't matter. It works by itself. And so that needs to be your goal. In the beginning, you may be doing all the tasks, you may be starting out, and that's totally fine. It's a season in your business that will pass as long as you are taking that time to find the kinks in the hose, to design your business to help it run itself, and that still is your main focus for you as your position, and what you want is to constantly make yourself obsolete. The first thing you need to do to figure out what your business is meant to produce consistently to give you the biggest profitability, both in money, time, and impact, is to look at your entire operations process flow from A to Z. Something that I talk to my clients about is the idea of looking at your business and all the things that you need to do every day from the time that you unlock the door, turn the lights on, and get into your office, regardless of where that is or how that functions, all the way to the time where you're going to be closing the door, locking it, and turning the lights off, right? So all the things that go in there, whether they're daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, or annual tasks that need to get done. Yesterday, I sat down with my team member that works with me on Agency by Design, and we went through all the tasks that she's responsible for, and we categorized them into daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly. And we made sure that they were color-coded. We made sure that they had the description. We made sure they had attached resources and trainings and links and documents and all the things that she would need to be able to be trained properly, to know exactly what the workflow was going to look like for each item and task, when each thing was due, and how to really work that flow. So that's an example of making sure that even if I had to go out of town or on a trip or anything, and she's a new employee, she's been with me for about 2 to 3 weeks, and she already knows exactly what she needs to get done every day, every week, every month for the business. And there's no questions. We can communicate through all of that as she goes through it and make sure that we are both on the same page. And I can constantly see when she's getting things done. I don't need to keep asking her. This is something that we put on an app on our phone as well. Very easy to come in and come out and make sure that the business is running itself as much as possible. And then we can just keep adding things on. That was a kink in the hose in my business for my online consulting program because I was doing everything by myself and I started running out of time. My capacity started getting more and more limited and I knew that I had to hire somebody. So that kink needed to be released and have that flow start flowing better. Now that that's been worked on and that challenge has been semi-solved, it's in the process, right? Suddenly things are being flowed through easier. I'm already seeing my time get freed up. I'm already seeing my stress let up. I'm already seeing results from the consistent activities that she's been able to do. And so I knew that that was my kink in my hose and I knew that that was the solution that I needed to solve it. However, for you, I have an incredible tool that is very easy to use and understand. It takes 15 minutes. And I will link it here in the episode. It is called my 15-minute biz quiz. The 15-minute biz quiz is literally a 5-question quiz, I believe, that really kind of tells you in this category of your business what is the level of things that you feel like you're doing or not doing well, and here are what those look like and what those entail. And at the end of it, you sort of fill in this graphic, and put those results in, and it really gives you a visual to let you know exactly where you may have some kinks in your business and where you should be focusing and what you should be fixing next to really make sure you have a great flow. And it gives you a very quick and easy answer on what are the things that are maybe not working so well in your business that you as a CEO and leader should be making sure that you're working through that challenge, and how to fix the kink in your house. I super enjoyed being back on this podcast by myself a little bit. And next week, we're going to have another solo episode. So make sure that you tune in for that. But soon, I am going to be sitting down with my employee, my right-hand person for the last decade, Nicole Normile. And we are going to be hearing what it's like to work with me and what it's been like for the last 10 years. Not just from my perspective, but from hers. So stay tuned for some amazing episodes coming down the pipeline. Super excited to have you. By the way, if you are a female entrepreneur and you are looking to be on podcast as a guest, we are now actively looking for new guests to be on our podcast for the next season coming up. So I will link something in the description as well in the show notes so that you can reach out to us and connect with us. Again, if you're new here, please make sure you subscribe. We have episodes come out every single week. And if you've really enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends, because this is a message that's really important for all entrepreneurs to be reminded if they need a reminder, or to learn and understand how this works. I appreciate you being here. See you next week.